Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Where are you? What time of day is it for you? I hope to get some feedback. This is Veronica Entwistle talking to you through wonderful BBS Radio, talking to you globally. Isn't it exciting? We're all one at this time, talking around the world. This show is called Radiance by Design, and what we're talking about today is about letting go. And letting go sounds like a nice old hackneyed New Age phrase, which we've used for a long time. But I'm pretty fascinated by it because my guides, I work with a wonderful stable of guides and angels, are always saying this, that if you want to evolve, releasing is 95% of the job. I haven't tested out if it's 95, 95.5, 96, 97, but anyway, it's a huge amount of the job because we are like file folders full of all kinds of reactive energies that came from other parts of our soul's journey and other experiences. They aren't necessarily in the flow with our amazing cellular power, the power of our spirit, the unfoldment of our potential as a vibrational vehicle of light. Some of our reactions are really primitive. They're like old movies, and yet we can't seem to shake them off, right? So we're going to talk about letting go today. And I'm going to want you to call in and talk to me about it. And this time in the history of the world, there are some humongous changes going on. And on Paradigm Shifters, I've interviewed a couple of 2012 gurus, which reminds me, I better do some more of that. And what I heard, and I repeat this fairly often, is that what used to take a million years now takes about 300 days, or 2 years ago takes about 300 days, and it was going to escalate 20 times that before 2012, which means that the wind is rushing through our calendars, and time-space has got a whole different feel than it used to have, and it's going to have a whole different feel than it does today. What does that mean in real terms? It means that many changes are very, very fast these days. Many changes in your life, many of your potential changes, are humongously fast. It's just amazing. The other day I felt like I had wild wind running through my brain, and it was because the phones were ringing. There were all these different people who, and many of you know, I do intuitive sessions with people, and our journey is to help us get in touch with our soul journey and clear up some of these things, do a lot of releasing and so on. But people were going through such rapid changes, and I was just in the course of a day, I was traveling from life and death and rich and poor and loss and gain and aging and new babies, and oh my goodness, it was really, really surprising. Everything seemed to be happening very fast. I have a wonderful guest coming on at 5 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, at Madeline Gerwick of PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, BusinessGuides.com. And we were just laughing about how amazingly fast everything is, and we're going to talk about a lot of that later, too. We're talking about how, today when I'm talking about letting go, we're talking about how when things are moving this fast, and they're really moving fast all over the universe, even all over the collective, people sometimes just die. Some people can't handle the rapid changes. So that's why I want to talk about letting go, to give us some kinds of tools to actually change out of even... You can choose to move out of even addictions really fast, out of health things. If, you know, and I don't like to say that too flat out because some people's health issues are very much a part of their soul's journey. It's really hard to know when that's meant to be, and that's something that you can dicker with, isn't it? Anyway, I just want to talk about letting go and dropping off old identities, moving some of our issues of power, changing them. Oh, I know Madeline and I were talking about how it's been kind of a drive for us to get really strong and feisty in our own and kind of sovereign over self. But around 2000, or maybe it was just after 2000, the energies, the fields in the universe shifted, and the collective now commands and demands that we become a lot more collaborative. And you and I know that being collaborative is a great way to install some kind of world peace, because if I'm not just fighting for me, 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 but if I'm fighting with, not fighting, but creating for the good of the group, and the group is moving together in a collective, oh my, we can move much faster without as much disagreement. So letting go is letting go of issues of power, letting go of definitions of things, letting go of tremendous vats of old reactive energies. Some of them, like in Jackie Salvitti's show, they often, we have talked so much about shame, actually finding ways of releasing or having spirit help us release huge collective shame is one of the examples of letting go that has a tremendous impact all across the board. Because when you and I can find those vibrational imprints and actually let them go, we become a huge contributor in the whole collective. We make a big difference and we help things change. So what we're going to start with is a meditation. I like to do what my guides have taught me, which is this vibrational structure meditation. I'd like you to join me in that. And close your eyes as you're driving. You already knew that, right? A few deep breaths. And then after this, I'm hoping that you will call in, that we're going to talk to you today in person. So let's all do this and talk to each other vibrationally. And then we'll talk in person on the phone. So let's, again, take a couple of deep breaths. Release some tension. One more. Let's call in our higher beings of light and truth and consciousness. Let's call in our connections to our higher selves. And now imagine you're way out there in a galactic center, your choice where it is. You're just way out there. Good. And from that galactic center, draw in a beautiful crystalline tube from the galactic center. Bring it right down through your spine, right down through your spine and into the core of the earth. And now above your head, perhaps 2 to 4 miles, create a golden ball. It's a beautiful golden ball, very radiant. And remember, in our golden balls, there's a lot of noble gases and a lot of platinum, the white gold and the platinum and the radiant metals. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another one of these. And then drop a filament of light that's just crackling radiant down through our crystalline tube, from the upper golden ball, right through the spine, into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid. I like the points of the pyramid, waist high, to stick at the front, the back, side to side. And then upside down, the same thing, a four-sided pyramid meeting the bottom points of our first pyramid. And the head point of that sticks to the very bottom golden ball. And I like to stick a golden ball in each of those waist-high points. So now you're in an octahedron. And inside the octahedron, I'd like you to create a crystal ball. The outside edges of the ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. Now, the energy changes radically when you're inside this crystal ball, doesn't it? It gets much softer. Okay, and inside of that, see yourself in a crystal disc. It's like a disc. It looks like a little spaceship. It's a wee disc. It's a Scottish accent, a wee disc. And now spin and spin and spin in your disc. Spin and spin and spin and feel your energy's lifting and lifting. Spin and spin spin. That's it now. See yourself in front. See a wonderful crystalline grid. And on that crystalline grid, I want you to set up some of the movies or some of the scenarios that you want to create and participate in. And the first first one is all about you. I like to see myself becoming multidimensional. What's it you want to create? And you see that, and you can actually feel it. And beside that, now, what is some project you want to do? Is there a project that you love and that you really want to do, and you want it to be successful, and you want to see, feel, and vibrate to that project? Can you actually almost smell it and taste it? Okay, now from there, a move to the next. We're going to call in our galactic healing team. We're going to call in a team of healers. They might be your spirit guides. They might be other beings of light, truth, and consciousness. We only accept those beings of light and truth and consciousness. And we see them standing round the healing table. And there on the healing table, you plop yourself and ask yourself, what is it that you'd like to have healed right now? Is there something you want to be separated from or pulled away from, or some reaction you want transformed? Have you got a health issue, psychological issue, mental health, spiritual health, whatever? See yourself on this wonderful healing table. Good. And then see what the healing what healing happens for you. Yeah. What happens to you? You know, it's interesting. I feel like they're pulling all these energies out of specific parts of my body. Now, wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourself in light. That's it. And if they want to continue the healing, that's fine. Wrap it in light and put it over there. And now bring in somebody that you think needs healing and put them on the table. This is a fresh table. You might be continuing. You've got a room of your imagination. You've surrounded it with light, with violet flame. And now you've got a fresh, clean table, and you're putting someone else on it that needs healing, cleansing, supporting. Now ask your higher, what kind of healing would this person require? Maybe the person herself or himself will tell you. And then you ask your healing team to go ahead and carry it out. Isn't it amazing? Do you see things changing there while you're working? What are you seeing? Some people see, I see a being with a kind of a weird vacuum that's pulling things out of my client, my patient here. And very soothing vibrations moving over top of this being. And let them continue. Wrap this person in light. Wrap this scenario in light, and we'll do one more. Who else do you know that needs healing? Bring them in. Excellent. And again, always ask them what it is they would like. Good work. Yes. And then as they feel and see and know this light, people, healing is an interesting thing. People get more what's, people when they're being healed, if that's the right term, get more what they're looking for rather than what we think they ought to have. Because healing doesn't always mean getting well or living. It means some sort of thing to do with the person's journey. That's why we ask what they want rather than what you want. Okay, let's do one more political one. Let's do a space here and burn it up with a violet flame, burn it with a violet flame, and then bring in some of the political figures, maybe Obama, maybe his cabinet, they call it the cabinet here, legislature and so on. Bring it in and let's burn up some of the old drifting reactions and let it be new and a collaborative journey that's good for everyone. And the other thing I like to say when I'm just flushing violet fire around and asking the healing team to work on it for the greater good. And the other thing is that it is for the greater good. It's a part of the evolution of our species and how can we help in the healing of our culture. How can we help? There's something that I would like to put in there as well, but I'm not sure what. So I'm asking for healing on my own indecision so I can see what it is I'd like to put in there. Let's wrap our healing political scenario in light. And let's send some pink light from our hearts all the way out, all over the planet, to areas that you and I know are suffering, where people, there's inequities all over the place, and people are suffering from lack of want, sickness, water shortages. I want you to send a bright pink light to those areas. And then dot it all over the world where you're conscious of places that need some support. And bring that pink light all over the world and back into your own heart. And make it so strong that those beings, those extraterrestrials, can see it radiating off the planet. And they know that we're working toward harmony. It will help us. There are those who will help us, right? And come back into the room, and I'll give you the numbers. I'd love you to call in. We're going to talk today about letting go. And some of the letting go that's required is letting go of identities. And when people let go of identities, it's pretty scary. The economic fabric is changing in our society, and certainly in America. But I think all over the world, too, the way that the economy has gone together. And there's a lot of people that have lost stability, have lost jobs, have lost houses, and so on. And their identity is racked because I have a friend named Jane, who's a wonderful woman. She's older than I am, and she's pioneered a number of very successful projects. But she said what breaks her heart is a lot of people who worked lives. They worked their jobs. They didn't love their jobs. They just did it so they could get to retirement. Then their retirement becomes non-valuable. And then that person not only doesn't have what they aimed for all those years, but they don't know who they are. They haven't been working towards sort of a self-claiming. So they really are experiencing, that's an extreme example of having lost identity, the identity of being successful, of being secure, all of those things. So somebody gets to be 65 or 70 and there it's gone. It's really important for us to then drop inside and realize that we are more than what we're described in the world. And that's very, very difficult for a lot of people. So let's see here. So let's just pick somebody. Maybe I won't do identity right now because we're going to need a few callers on that. Let's pick letting go of, for example, duty. Okay, let's take a look at words, and letting go really is sort of epitomized in dealing with words and shifting what it means to have those words running your life. So say if you're running your life by duty, let's really take a look at it. You've got some karma. This is Mercury retrograde, and in Mercury retrograde, somebody, an astrologer, a wonderful astrologer, reminded me that a lot of times in Mercury retrograde, what happens is a lot of anger, because what comes up is, as a lot of you already know so much about astrology, but what comes up during Mercury retrograde is our links to the past, rearranging our values, finishing things that haven't been done yet. It's not advisable to start things, but I had not known till this person reminded me or told me that a lot of times during Mercury retrograde, what comes up are our relationships that are karmic, or situations or behaviors that are karmic, maybe abuse issues or, oh goody, I got a caller, I'll just finish this thought. Maybe abuse issues or, say, mother-daughter, family issues that are very karmic, and they'll come up and become more awkward and more difficult. But it means when they're up in their rightness, that it's something that you can work with, but it isn't necessarily easy to let that go. And one of the tools that we can use to letting it go are tools like redefining the word duty. So if you're having a parent-child karmic issue that's risen, especially during Mercury retrograde, go in and look at the kind of duty that you feel about that and how much self-sacrificing you do because of duty. Bring up duty, what it feels like in your body, mind, emotional self. Release it. Hand it to your guides. This is a deeper process than 1 minute will handle. But in any case, changing that feeling of duty, I promise you this, will shift things in that karmic attachment and actually bring you to a much greater flow of energy through your body, mind, through your identity. It'll change your identity. Give it a try. In the meantime, we're going to talk to our caller. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hey, Vicki, how you doing?
I think I have some duty in my booty.
A dutiful Vicki has called in. All right. But do you understand that whole thing about duty, that you can't really love it if it's really beautiful?
Right. Yeah, I got that.
All right, so now that we've resolved that, what would you like to talk about?
I was just calling to see how my head is.
I think it's on your shoulders, if I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Maybe it's elongated some.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Well, have you got a headache on the right side? Left
side?
It's on the left side?
No, it's on the right. It goes back and forth. It was in the middle. Maybe this is progress.
When did it start?
A couple weeks ago. And then it comes and goes. I've been trying to pull a plug. No, I'm not trying. I am.
When is Mercury retrograde over? Saturday?
I'm hoping.
Because it looks like it's really a past thing. It looks like it's coming up to be dumped, but it's moving very, very slowly.
Yeah.
And it has to do with, here's another word I was going to work with is authority. It has to do with control and authority, the kind of authority where you have to truly deny who you are in order to be alive. Have you ever had that experience?
Oh, a few times.
Can you relate? So let's ask everybody at home to think about, because here's how it looks, is that you, it's an authority that tells you that you have to describe, for example, a pretty woman. You have to be a pretty woman in order to be okay in the eyes of this authority. If you're not
right.
A pretty woman and looking good, you don't count. Okay, so that
right.
kind of, do you understand that kind of authority? I think we've all had that experience.
Right, you have to be a certain way.
You have to be a certain way or you're not okay.
Right.
And that certain way is a projection of whoever the authority is, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's just take a look at that. And everybody at home, if you can take a look at, in your body, mind, all the energy that comes from some kind of authority in your life that says you have to be a certain way in order to be respected. We could use that as an identity, like the person who lost their house and their retirement, you know, and as a consequence lost their identity. The identity is what made them a success, not actually who they were. You see the difference?
Uh-huh.
Well, and it's the authority of society that said that they were the success, right? It's a comparative thing. Oh, something in your head just changed. How's your chest? Your chest hurt?
Yeah, it's been kind of tight.
Why is that?
Well, it might have to open a little.
I'm going in trying to see. I'm trying to unhook the head. The head got lighter and the chest got worse.
Uh-huh.
Am I right or am I left?
No, that's correct. I feel it tighten.
Okay, so I'm going back into this. Okay, everyone. What we're going to do is we're going to drop to the base of your spine, and we're going to drop some, we're going to put some violet flame at the base of the spine. There you go. And we're going to run it right up through. The base of the spine holds an incredible ganglion of nerve patterning, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as soon as I went to the base of the spine, something shifted in your body. Did you feel that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Actually.
And remember that the base of the spine, for everybody at home, for those of you who can't remember yet, that's the place that stores the lineage, and it stores tribal stuff, so on. It's the red chakra, but also in the body, it also stores a lot.
Yeah, because when I went there and did the violet, I felt something shift in my heart, actually.
Yes, I saw it, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and now you got to drop you open and shut your jaw. People at home, wherever it's going to, wherever the tension's going to, sit with it. Pay attention. My feet just got totally cold. Isn't that interesting? So I'm doing it with you as well. So it's where your body talks to you is really important. So
uh-huh.
I'm seeing that your base of your spine, we're going back into the base of the spine, and now, and your jaw, and the head's getting lighter, Vicki. And I'll tell you what she is. Inside of you, you've got somebody who's extremely suspicious. Did you know that?
Yes.
Who is she?
I know.
So people at home, if you're feeling an odd thing like anger or suspicion or anything, bring that up and really be with it, okay?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been dealing with over the last week.
Okay.
It's quite a bit of anger and rage, and today it seemed like I let go of some of that and was able to be safe.
Okay.
But now it's about on the other side of the anger is love and letting that in. Which
well,
would
you're be scared of love. Is anybody at home scared of love? Why are we so scared of love, everybody? Why would we be scared of love? Go on, tell me some stuff, Vicki.
Well, it's been so conditioned by the authorities.
Well, you drop your guard, and what happens? You might get hurt, right?
Yes, exactly.
And if you love
if I open to that, it might hurt me.
If you love too much, in this society, you have to have therapy, right?
Yes. Then there's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you love so much, and this is the other interesting thing about duty, for example. If we have a really dutiful approach to, for example, family members, we really can't be loving. You can't be in love and duty at the same time.
No.
So there's been a whole bunch of our actual love that's been eclipsed by contracts and duty and so on, which is blocking the flow of love. It's so interesting, isn't it?
It is.
So I want you to feel duty.
It's my duty to feel love? Is that what you're saying?
Just to feel duty right now. You know, it's your duty to me to feel duty. You have to do what I say to please me. Oh, and that's the way it goes. Okay, you have to do what I say to please me or I don't love you.
Uh-huh.
Right? And you
know
I don't
exactly.
mean that. I'm just saying this is what happens in the contract or the equation, isn't it?
Right, and that one goes right over my left eye.
And your chest is doing a very funny dance for me while we do that. Can you see that?
Yeah, is it the ballet or something?
It just seems to have a kind of a weird jumping energy in the middle of it as if it's afraid of me. See, because we got to remember this, that the subconscious has got all kinds of opinions that may not ever enter our head, but they'll
mm-hmm.
show up in the body. Okay, there you go. Now we're going to shine some beautiful light right into the center of your chest. Yeah. And I just want to tell your body, mind, you have a right to love and being loved without any duty at all. You just have it's your soul's journey, Vicki. I can see this, actually. It's your soul's journey to come to a time in life where you're just going to feel love. And something in your body goes, but.
Yeah, it's kind of like a SOS, you know, those little telegraph signals.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep.
Here we go, right into your body. A little bit of light. And then here's what we want to do, and then I'll say goodbye for today.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go back to the base of your spine, because when I was sending light into your chest
the
like that.
The base of my spine contracts.
And all, yes, and all the way up inside of the spine, there are these funny little black knots, which tell me that that's where your spine is holding tight to its belief that it's got to keep you structured no matter what.
Uh-huh.
You can't lose your structure. So now we're going to go, for everybody at home as well as you, we're going to go to the base of the spine, and we're going to send light at the base of the spine all the way up through the spine. But I want everybody to, first of all, we're calling in the guides and angels again. We're asking for the angels especially, and Raphael, and we're going to ask for special help as we draw light right up the spine and neutralize these funny little knots that you've got in there. And the knots come from past experiences. Then there's a lot of noise inside of you, as if like, oh, I don't want it to go upstairs. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And what we're saying, and the angels are just loving you and laughing at you because you like to play and laugh. They want to play too, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so we're right up, I don't know if you can feel this, but right up between your shoulder blades right
now.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Okay, and then we're going to pluck right through your neck. Yeah.
Oh, it's twisting there.
It's fighting me right now. Can you feel that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what we
that's what that is.
Yeah. It's okay. It's what it is what the fights are, we should just be with them. Let them fight, because everything's just trying to express. And then you'll bring that light up a little bit higher and right up through the underneath the skull. Yeah.
Wee-hee-hee.
And bring, right, come on, flex your jaw. I want to say to you, you have every right to resist this. I know your style. And put the light now, curl it down the head and into the center of your brain. And then if everybody at home can do this, just imagine the center of the brain being this amazing light. And then it goes right back up over the top of the brain and all the way down the spine. See if there's any of those little black, there's a couple of them here.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to melt them a little bit. It's funny, I'm running my hands through the air, and wherever I see one, my fingers get really hot.
Good. Turn on that laser.
And so I just want to say, and I can't keep talking to you because then I won't be able to get anybody else.
Right.
But I just want to say, I think that we've disrupted something in the head, okay?
Yeah.
But I really believe that it's about authority, duty, and how you're jamming your identity in to fit the demands of the time. But remember this, you could be cross-circuiting lifetimes. It doesn't have to be just one experience. It can be all kinds of lifetimes, so you can get this really odd way that the energies move, because it's a little from here and a little bit from there.
Uh-huh.
That gave me a headache. I'm like, oh yeah, it's because that's a little hard to figure out.
But
for everybody at home and for you, Vicky, that it may be hard to figure out, but if you can just be with it and keep sending the light through, it'll just be gone.
I will. I'm off to take a hot bath, and that's exactly what I'll do.
All right. Many blessings. Thank you for your call.
And thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now that was really interesting. I don't know what kind of experiences you've had, but please call in and let us know. I haven't even given the numbers yet, but I do have them here. But you've all got them on your front screen too, right? What I'd like to talk about, that was a really interesting experience for me, because it was reflective of how we have words like authority and how we have words like duty. And in our body mind, we've got opinions. In the subconscious, we have huge opinions about those things and what kind of contrivances I have to go through in order to posture enough ways to match the demands of many lifetimes, maybe. It's really an interesting business. There's another thing that we've learned recently, is if you want to get hold of a very complex, maybe you've been beaten up or murdered, or every time you did something brilliant and it was going to change the face of the economic face on your community, you got murdered or you had huge political battles in many different lifetimes, you might be scared stiff to put your latest creation forward. And then if you plumb the depths of your own scarediness inside of your body-mind, and it can show up in physical manifestations, physical limitations. It can show up in projects that just won't work, or it can show up in political fights or dominations, and you think, golly, whatever, what's going on with me that I just can't get my project from A to Z? I just get it from A to C or A to D, and it keeps getting disrupted. Here's something the guides were teaching us the other day in a channeling, was that focus. Get everybody to go inside and ask for something that keeps repeating itself in your life. Like, maybe you're afraid to step forward in the world. Something big like that. Like, oh, no, I'm not the kind of person that can ever step forward. I kind of would like to. Or I'm not the kind of person that's going to start a business, but I kind of like to. You know, there's something that you want to do, but you think, oh, dear, that's never going to happen. Or there's something that you keep trying to do, and it just never works for you. Very often what they talk about is that there's a network, kind of like tiny wee fibers in our bodies. Our bodies are amazing filing cabinets. There's kind of like little networks that look like sort of maps of circulation systems. You know how you've got like branches and networks and so on. And the guides are saying recently to do this, to go into and take a deep breath. And oh, and remember, I've said you've got to, or it would help you. This is not me trying to be an authority, just trying to help you understand ways of releasing old programs. You want to bring up an awareness of a program that you're wanting to release. And I have one. Okay. And this is one classic place to look, although it may not be the place for you, but still we're going to try it out. All right, now you look at your buttocks. You go into your buttocks and ask to feel the network of energy that represents the storage of that kind of attitude or that kind of belief structure. And what happens in your body when you do? Now, it's really interesting. The guides say that if you just concentrate on it, you focus on it, you ask your higher guidance and yourself to feel that part of your body, and you ask to feel, see, and know whatever connections it makes throughout your body, and just stay with it. Yeah, just stay with it. And you'll find that it gives you more detail. And as you call it forth, remember, call in your higher guidance. As you call it forth, it may expand and show you more and more of the patterning and any of those little teeny hair-like branches that are sticking throughout your body. They're full of information that came from other experiences. So guides say that as you focus on it and really understand it, remember the power of the observer? You'll actually change it. And you'll kind of melt it. And that's going to make a huge difference on some of the issues that you're resistant to or that you're not able to step over. I have a few myself, and one day I might even admit what they are. Okay, now it's advertising time. Right now I'm going to give you a couple of ads. One is for Amatierra, Amatierra. It's a retreat center in Costa Rica, amatierra.com. And it's run by very good friends of mine, Jill and Bob Ruttenberg. And I'm going to be down there doing a seminar on becoming the authentic you, discovering more and more of who you really are, helping you doff the identities and move on through to become much more, you know, the closer we get to being who we really are, the more energy we have to carry it forward into the world. So we're going to do a 5-day retreat, which includes some traveling around Costa Rica, some health, amazing foods that Jill and her team there prepare. She's really into organic foods, and there's a lot of, I don't think it's vegetarian, but there's a lot of vegetarian foods, and there's music, and there's the zip lines, and the parks, and the beaches, and so on. But we'll be doing some work there as well. So check out amatierra.com, and we're talking about going down there for a seminar from March 25th. To March 31st. Plane tickets are really reasonable right now, too. So check it out, and we'll all talk about that later. My paradigm shifter today is Madeline Gerwick, and we've got an awful lot of change going on in the economic fabric of our society right now. A lot of you are really scared. Well, I'll tell you what. Madeline's an astrologer, and she's also a coach and a counselor for prosperity and so on. And she's got a system, which we'll talk about. She's got a system a little bit like biofeedback, or, you know, the she shows you different colors on different days to tell you which are the best days for getting things going, what are the cycles on the planet at any given time. She'll tell you how to really inspire yourself and then move your business through without having as many obstructions. She's very, very inspiring, teaches prosperity, has her own radio show, talks to all kinds of other people about what's happening on the planet Earth at this time. I'm very excited to talk to her. So that's at 5 o'clock today on Paradigm Shifters. And you can check out her PolarisBusinessGuides.com. And we were talking earlier that there's a lot of ways to become prosperous in these days. And you know what? We shouldn't buy into what's going on in the big news media out there, because we have the opportunity to bring our society into a new level of economic, what, flourishing economics, practical but flourishing economics, which could be a win-win for more people. All right, the power of letting go. And also, and I should get that. I started to get the phone numbers. If you'd like to call in, if you're in the States, call in 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And the direct line from over there in Europe is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. And today our subject is letting go. And letting go can mean a lot of things. I started talking about, I know what it is. It's power and control. When we're talking about power, power is an amazing thing. We have an economic society which was in many ways driven by, I don't know if I should say it this way, but anyway, I'm going to say driven by greed, meaning that many who had money wanted to have the most money. They're not interested, or they weren't in those days interested in sharing the wealth so that the whole society could benefit. We got people sitting out on the streets. We've got the deregulation that came up. And in the deregulation, it was much easier for people to go grab more marbles and go home. And I won't get into all that. Well, yeah, I will. That there was a dereg that went on with the media. So then you got media monopolies, and then that created more and more ability for the media to enslave the minds of people and so on. So there's like a whole rippling consciousness, which includes interpretations of the word power. Power in those circumstances would look like somebody who's got a lot of money, somebody who's able to hire a lot of people, somebody who's able to contain and control the market for good or ill. That's called power. But there's another meaning of the word power. And what we would like to say is we would like to talk about empowerment, or the releasing. First of all, I want to get all of you to bring up in your body, mind, the word power, what it really means in your body. I am powerful. I am powerful. And how much of that is in reaction, defense, or reaction to the world, or defensiveness. So those might be in your stomach. There might be a tension. There might be a kind of a vibrational tightness over the top of your body or so on. I want us to call up these feelings of power in the world. And some of you feel absolutely powerless. Yes, I want you to call up how you feel about power in the world, and exaggerate it in your body. Good, and I want you to command total release of that. Total release of that power now. And it's funny, because that power that we were talking about comes, it's very ego-guided. And as we move the word power through our body like this, What we want to do is release the kind of power that's ego-guided, and we want to find that the divine pulse of our soul is like the grass that cracks the sidewalk. It comes through, and it has inherent within it all kinds of gifts, and it's got a lot of energy, and it flows through. Hi, I'm glad you called in. I'll just finish this thought. It flows through us, and that empowers us or gives us a great deal of power to move into the world in a very different design. So now we have a caller. You're on the air. They just hung up. Oh, that's too bad. Now I'll have to keep talking. Okay, so the thing about power is that you have a terrific amount of power at your disposal if you drop a lot of your defenses and, again, a lot of your release. That's a really important thing. Also, control is another one. The kind of control that we use against other people takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of power, and it keeps your life fairly limited. So I want you to feel, let's just take a minute and take a look at your relationships and your life right now and really exaggerate all the ways in which you're controlling your life. Exaggerate all the ways in which you're controlling. Now, what happens in your body when you do that? Does it come up in your arms, your heart, your chest, your belly? Exaggerate it. And let's ask for help from your higher guidance, from our guides and angels, from our team, as we command total release of our issues of control right now. But the thing about control is it's an energy, and in that energy, we pass on the need for an awful lot of resistance, a lot of holding back, a lot of fear-based stuff, and so on. And we're in a time in society, and Madeline Gerwick's going to talk about this with us too, we're in a time in society where the fields are changing, and the opportunity is here and now for us to begin to create society in a very different way that's a win-win way, where many, many people are going to move into being more and more authentic and radiate into the world that potential of creating a higher consciousness for all, not just for yourself, but for all kinds of people. So if you come in the room and you're just really loving and sharing and you've released your power and control issues and you really have some sort of deep insights and goals, you're going to make me feel very, very powerful and ready to release my power issues and control issues and be able to wake up my own insights so I'd be able to create better as well. So it's a very, very exciting time in which we're living. It's really scary because a lot of the polarities are getting extreme, and there's still there's still war and murder and all that kind of stuff going on out there. But you've got an awful lot of rising consciousness coming out there. The other thing I keep seeing when people are so afraid and they turn on the news and they're talking about how all these layoffs and so on are going on, and it can be very scary. But one of the things I see psychically quite often is you've got these bright spots of all kinds of business things. You've got new social consciousness growing all over the world. There are these old bright things, and you never see those. It'd be great if we had the news here. And whilst they're talking, they're including how many new kinds of businesses are beginning to grow. So people could start to shift around or at least be inspired enough or, again, empowered enough to go ahead and begin new ways of living in the economic reality of these times. It's really interesting, isn't it? The other thing is that we've heard so much about the enslavement. Who is it somebody was talking about? Several people have believed that Obama is the reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln. And I was just, I'm not sure. I'm not the kind of intuitive that says that. I would be more inclined to say he has some of the imprints or shares some of the consciousness of Mr. Lincoln. And I hear he shares the same kind of astrological chart and so on. But when I was hearing that recently, I was thinking how interesting it was that Lincoln was wanting to free the slaves. And if Obama can pull off, and his hench people, can pull off some of the releases of the controls that have been going on in the crazy administration that just left, if he can do that, he's actually releasing slavery again, isn't he? Because even the things like the media, financial controls, and all of that has been enslaving people for a long time. And I really truly believe that as we learn to empower ourselves and get into our authenticity and pass on higher frequency energies one to the other and keep inspiring one another. What did I hear the other day? That praise, things like praise and gratitude, I mean, these are old lines in New Age world. Praise and gratitude and those things will keep other people growing and expanding and trying things out, but telling everybody how wrong they are and keeping them intimidated and small is going to keep our society kind of crippled. So Obama might be freeing us from slavery. Isn't that great? Anyway, I'm going to talk about next week's paradigm shifter, I think might be my old friend, my good friend Randy Masters, who also is an amazing sound healer. He was coming on a few weeks ago when my phone blew out, and I think that I'm going to be able to sit with him live next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Randy Masters with his universalsong.com. He's got a wonderful number of products. He's got some great music. He's a wonderful composer, and he's a sound healer. So I think it's going to be very exciting to catch up with him, and I will be down in the Santa Cruz area, so I think I'll be able to see him in person, which will make our the quality of our discussion better electronically. So that's going to be fun. Again, I'm reminding all of you that I'm going to be doing a five-day workshop in Amatierra in Costa Rica, amatierra.com, if you want to check into that. It's run by Jill and Bob Ruttenberg. And Jill's an amazing healer herself, a massage therapist, and a wonderful singer. And her retreat center, their retreat center, has got great food, great music, swimming pool, great location, and so on. Thursday night, I'll be working with Jackie Salvitti and her team, is a wonderful team of channeled beings. And again, I get to interview them. We're going to be talking about the changing times and how Jackie and I were talking today that people in this Mercury retrograde have been going through huge changes. I mean, absolutely amazing changes. Lots of anger, lots of frustration, lots of memories that weren't so hot, and lots of amazing, amazing kind of breakthroughs. And so we're going to be talking about that kind of thing on Thursday night. In fact, she was talking about maybe we would talk about the mother-daughter relationship that's karmic. And a lot of healers have daughters who are very, very powerful and very, very strong, but the challenge between the mother and the daughter can be exceptional. So we're talking about, okay, what kind of activity can we participate in that will help neutralize some of this karma and absolutely encourage the empowerment of one another? I think that's the sort of thing we're going to be talking about. So that's Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And let's see. I'm sorry that you hung up, whoever you were. I do like to have more callers. And let's see. So just remember that when we're talking about letting go, and my guides are always talking about how releasing is the most important thing you can do. When we're talking about letting go, you want to fully embody in your body, mind, emotional self, whatever the subject is. So if you're stepping forward and you want to make a new business, or if you're stepping forward and you think you can't trust anybody, you got to go in and let go of something. You've got to let go of something that radiates through your body, mind, and echoes in the experiences that you're attracting to yourself out there. So we're talking about words like duty. Duty is something that absolutely blocks your flow of love. So if you think you're not getting enough love and you're doing all the right things, what you might be doing is taking your mind, creating all this amazing structure for getting the love you want, but blocking the actual love that's in you by being right, by being organized, by being dutiful, by being linear, instead of being really loving and lively. That's sort of talking about how your soul journey and your spirit really needs to express itself for you to be able to make out of this changing time in life something huge. And the other things we talked about are power, authority, control, and all of these. Oh, one more I wanted to talk about. I saw something on the web the other day about somebody saying there's no excuse to be victimized in this society. Lazarus teaches a lot about victim and martyr, and I noticed there were a lot of these people who were in this chat. They were all talking about victim and martyr. And I was chuckling away going, well, all of that sounds really right. I mean, back to being right or getting it right. But the reality is we all have some of that stuff in us. And how do we, you know, to me it makes more sense to keep bringing it up and releasing it rather than denounce the fact that it exists in and amongst people. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Veronica. I missed that. This is Ted.
Hi, Ted.
That part where you were talking about body parts and how we could use that for insight and stuff. I missed that part, and I know we're at the very tail end.
You're at the very tail end, but ironically, the body parts we were talking about were the buttocks.
Yeah, okay.
And
so
and
is that something where people were having pain there, or was that just...
No, that's a very important area of the body for holding a pattern, like kind of the roots of a pattern that will spread all the way through your body. So if you can get right to the root area and focus in it, then you can actually dismantle most of the pattern.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
I'm really glad you came in at the last minute. I was sorry I didn't have more callers.
I know. I would have called earlier, but...
But you've got a life, do you, Ted?
I'm sorry?
But you've got a life, do you?
Oh, good. Thanks. Yeah, I'm having more intense downs and more intense ups.
Oh, that's been going on. Man, it's really something right now.
Yeah, geez Louise.
I know, but we're going to change so fast these days that I guess there's going to be more of that. Anyway, I'm going to be hooked off stage here, so many blessings.
Okay, thanks, Veronica.
Thanks for coming in at the tail end.
All right, bye-bye.
Many blessings. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for listening to Radiance by Design. Keep radiating by design, your design and my design for ourselves. And I hope some of you can stay tuned to the top of the hour for Madeline Gerwick of PolarisBusinessGuides.com. I'm sure you'll find her website amazing, her products helping you deal with the changing vibrations in both your life and the universe right now. She's got lots to say about the changing times and the changing economic times and the dismantling of the old economic system and the creation of the new one. Tune in at 5 o'clock. Many blessings and much love to all of you. See you in 2 minutes.